Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today we're going to be reflecting on Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1 through 5. It's a long section, but I want to read this passage in its entirety. Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 5. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted? You see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the days of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all of your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ash over him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Today, we're asking the question, why should I fast? There's a close connection between fasting and humility in our passage today. Isaiah 58 is the longest passage in the Bible that discusses fasting. And it may be the most significant section on what it's supposed to look like in the lives of God's people. Jesus' own commandments about fasting in the gospel are directly connected to the words of Isaiah 58. In the first half of the chapter, we find an essential aspect of why fasting is an integral part of our spiritual lives. It is a physical reminder of a spiritual reality. You see, fasting reminds us of our physical limitations. Let's take a moment to practice lament. And again, I invite you to either repeat these words after me or use this as a prayer for yourself. Today, Lord, I ask you to help me to be honest with you and myself. Reflecting on indulgence this week reminds me of ways I have chased fulfillment, often gorging myself with whatever is within reach. Yet again, I recognize the emptiness with which I'm left. I'm thinking today of ways I have indulged in the wake of disappointment. Have I been disappointed by a spouse, a friend, an employer, unmet goal? How have I been disappointed by you? And in that disappointment, have I turned to the things of this world to find momentary meaning and comfort? Lord, I ask that you continue the work of shaping my heart. Remind me of the fatherly embrace you have for every prodigal moment in my life. And finally, let's talk about what it means to live this out. Remember, on Fridays, we're not just practicing lament. We are also encouraging anybody to join us in the practice of fasting. And so today, with each hunger pain, we are reminded that we need something outside of ourselves to satisfy the deep and real urge inside. And yet, that we are physically needy only reminds us that we are more so spiritually needy. It tells us that we need something outside ourselves, the Lord Himself. Fasting is first and foremost an acknowledgement that in and of ourselves we do not possess the ability to please God, but need Him to live the life we have been called and created to live. And so today, on this Friday, as you fast, ask the Lord to remind you of your deepest need for Him. Ask that in the fasting process, you would be brought to an even greater enjoyment that He alone fulfills your greatest yearnings. Thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.